We know that you have more than 30 years meditation experience, and now you are a very professional and accomplished meditation master in this area. So we are curious about when and why you decided to devote yourself in this area.
So the clear decision about devoting my life at this area has been when I met my master. That was back in 1980. Looking back at my life, then I realized that in reality I came in this life with a meditation attitude, in the sense that when I was very small, I was looking forward to close the door of my room and be in the darkness so that I could go into the space of meditation. But then when I met my master, I realized that was what I was looking for. Also, during my time in the adolescence, I was always going and discussing either with priests or with other people about religion. And in reality, the religion where I come from never really satisfied me, so there was like a search inside, like something I was not I was not fulfilled with the answer that were given to me around the spiritual path. Therefore, I was looking and searching, and to say the truth, until I find my master, I didn't really feel that I was finding my way. I didn't really know where I wanted to go with my life. I was a little bit lost. And then when I met him, I realized that I finally arrived home. And from that time on, I dedicated my life to the inner search. And I still do it. Even if I teach meditation, I'm still a disciple of my master, and I am really, I don't know how to say, but there is so much gratitude for this lifetime and for his presence in my life and all what he taught to me and all what he's teaching to me continuously. Through the work that I do, I continuously can notice that the space of meditation is enhancing also through teaching meditation. And this is very beautiful for me.
We often talked about that we should pay more attention to the health of our body, mind, and spirit. But nearly a few people know what exactly the spirit is, how we should be aware of that, and what will happen if we care much about our spiritual growth. So could you please give us some explanations about this?
Spirit is a big word. Doesn't have to do with rational life. It has to do with something very, very intimate that each one of us has inside. And is not spoken out, but it is something that we all have inside. It's a space within that is full of gracefulness and full of emptiness. And here I'm saying two words that are exactly one the opposite of the other. Because you see, our society, our way of looking at life is asking us to be more intelligent, to learn a lot of things, and that is filling up our rational side. And that's also good, because we need also that. But then on the other side, men and women, mankind is searching something else, is longing for something else. Sometimes we think that it's about love affair, but then love affair is not enough. And once we love somebody, then we feel beautiful, and then after a while, we feel something is missing. The spirit is that very dimension that makes you aware that something is missing. And that something that is missing, you cannot find it in the outer world. You can only find it into the inner world. And this inner world is very vast and is unspoken. And still, I'm sure that right now, people that are listening are touched somewhere. But I cannot talk of where each one of us is touched, because it's unspeakable. It's a dimension, and it's a dimension that we are all looking for, we are all longing for. And once it's touched, that very moment that is touched is paradise.
It is not that mindfulness starts to catch the attention of the whole world. If an apple has added mindfulness training in its system, so having a mindful mind can bring a lot of benefits to our emotions, health, relationships. So, dear teacher, we want to share something about mindfulness based on your understanding and experience.
My way that I look at mindfulness is nothing new. American people are very great in packing things up, and they just realize that simple technique that are old as and ancient as the world are very useful for the people of the 20th century. And this technique, I want to remind everybody, are there since ever. You can look at the Vigyan Bhairav Tantra, that is a book that has inside the 112 meditation technique from Shiva, is mindfulness meditation. What is mindfulness meditation? It's just simple, fast, easy technique with which we can just recognize how we are very busy with the mind, and that being very busy with the mind is not so beautiful, but it gives us a lot of stress and a lot of tensions. And through mindfulness meditation, that means very simple exercise during your lifetime, your daily life, then you can just come back to the present. And in this coming back to the present, you can realize that you're not only mind. That's the basic. And it's very beautiful that right now many, many, many people around the world are interested in mindfulness, because that means that people are opening more and more into meditation, because mindfulness is a bridge to go into meditation. It's just having a little sip of, instead of tea, having a little sip of meditation.
Nowadays, most people are very busy to keep up with the development of society. As a result, we have little time to care about our inner world and enjoy our lives. So, can you give us some suggestions about how to make us be mindful and live at the right moment?
I mean, to be mindful, you need techniques. Yeah? So what I can do, I can give you technique. Yeah, because... But I want to make a point here. Never, like right now in the world, people are interested in meditation. So it's exactly the other way around. The fact that we are so busy, the fact that work and the rhythm of daily life is so full of tension, is making people realizing that something, they need to look for something else. And that is what is bringing people to meditation. Actually, that is the beauty. You know, we had to reach as humanity in such a point so that we can get into meditation. So on one side, yes, and on one side, you know, on the other side, we can say, okay, this is the time for humanity to bring more and more meditation in their life. So this is beautiful. So I prepared a couple of mindful meditation, yeah, that you can just, for the people that are listening right now. Okay, now I will give you a couple of mindfulness techniques that I kind of look at it, and they're quite interesting, very simple for people that are also working. So while you're working, you're in front of a computer, or you are on the car, driving. Very often we spend a lot of time driving on the car. Or you just did your shopping and are on the line of a supermarket waiting to pay. Or you are at the bank and you're waiting online. Or whatever, yeah, whatever moments you are in, a moment where you can allow yourself just to bring more energy in. Then allow yourself to simply relax your breathing. Allow it to flow as it happens when you breathe in a natural way. Then, if you can, close your eyes and look, watch your breathing. Air coming in, air going out. Air coming in, air going out. Simply that. Simply awareness and relaxing in your breathing. Nothing is supposed to be avoided into this presence. If there is a sound of a car, it's totally okay. Take it in also that. Accept it. Allow it to come into the present moment. The traffic that is around you is making a lot of noise. It's okay. It's part of life. Make it part of the present moment. If you are on a train, if you are on a flight and somebody is next to you, take in also their presence. Even if it's a presence that you think is disturbing you, just allow yourself to make space and take it in. A dog is biting. A music is playing. Don't refuse anything. Just allow it. Allow it to come in through your breathing. Through simply being present to your breathing, you are going to be available and being present also to the sounds. You can do it any moment, for a few moments. You can do it 4-5 times a day. Just stop, listen, breathe. And if you do this, let's say for 1 week, you're going to notice that something in your energy and something inside of you can shift, and you're going to be probably more relaxed within yourself. And this is the first. The second one, and this one also you can do it while you're walking, or you can do it while you are doing anything in your life. Suddenly, while you're walking, you just visualize yourself as you are without a head. At the beginning, it will be a little bit strange, but then just go on. Just allowing yourself to have the feeling of not having a head. And that, just because you are allowing yourself to feel that you don't have a head, will take you into the heart. And there is a law. You probably notice that blind people have a really strong hearing. They have more musical hearing than normal people. The blind people are more musical. They feel the music deeply. Why? Because energy normally move into the eyes. And for them, that cannot happen. So it's just choosing another way, another pathway. And the other pathway is the ears. And also, blind people have a very most sensitive and very deep touch. If a blind person is touching you, you're going to feel the difference. Because usually, in order to touch ourselves, we use the eyes, and they cannot do that. They need to use the whole energy to touch their own body or the other people's body. They cannot touch with the eyes, so all the energy moves through the hands. So a blind person is more sensitive of anybody else. So if a center is lacking, then what happens is that the energy is moving to another center. So try out this exercise of being without a head, and suddenly you will feel a strange thing, because it will be as for the first time you are in your heart. Just walk without a head for a few minutes, or sit. Close your eyes and simply feel that the head is not there anymore. Feel that feelings. My head is disappeared. And at the beginning it will be simply as if, but little, little you will feel as the head is really disappeared. And when you feel that the head is disappeared, your center will just go down to the heart immediately. And you are going to start to see the world through the eyes of the heart, not anymore from the head. You can do this also being in front of a mirror of your bathroom. Look very deep into your eyes and feel as you are looking into your heart. Slowly, slowly, the center of your heart will start to function. And when the heart functions, it completely changes your personality, your structure, your scheme, because the heart has its own path and is delicious.
When we mention meditation, most of us would consider meditation as sitting or lying down quietly, without any movement. However, after meditation camp, we thought that meditation is not just still and doing nothing. There are kinds of dynamic meditations. So, could you please share something about the types of meditation?
You know, meditation, in the past, we are talking about 1,000 or 2,000 years, people were moving a lot their body. In order to survive, they had to move and to do a lot of things. So then, just meditating for them was easier through sitting and through silent sitting, because they didn't have to discharge the muscles. But we are in a totally different reality, because we are driving cars, we are watching computers, we do very little exercise. So because we are doing very little exercise, our muscles are filled up with tensions, because the mind tension are accumulated by the muscles. And we do need to discharge this. That's why dynamic meditation. That means that's why we need to shake out this tension in order to be able to go more and easier into silent sitting. Now, silent sitting sometimes can become also a big fantasizing. And that's not meditation, it's fantasizing. Or, you know, you can just lie down and just have a hypnosis. Very beautiful. You know, you go into a frame of mind where you relax. But it's not meditation. It's just an hypnosis of the mind. Now, these two nourish the moments of meditation. But in reality, if somebody is really interested in spiritual growth, meditation means I bring meditation in whatever I do. So if I think that meditation is only silent sitting, I'm splitting my life. So I think that I'm supposed to do nothing, but in the sense not of really doing nothing, but not moving my body in order to meditate, instead of bringing meditation in whatever I do. Right now that I'm talking to you, I'm totally in meditation. So we can talk through a space of meditation. We can walk through a space of meditation. We can eat through a space of meditation. We can be with our family in a space of meditation. And that, I think, that is much more interesting than just silent sitting. Otherwise, something in us is separating. We think that meditation is something different from life. But in reality, meditation, we can have a life of meditation.
What kind of people need meditation? Is meditation only suitable for those who have problems, such as mental problems or emotional problems?
Meditation is for everybody. It's not only for somebody. Nevertheless, very often happens that when we are in crisis and when just life make us face in some difficult moments, then we realize that what the answers that we have been given to us around life are not enough anymore. And then we look for another, something else. We look for an answer that can help us. So what I've seen in these years is that very often people come to meditation after they got some pain, they met some difficult in their life. It's not needed. It's not that we have to have a problem in order to come to meditation. And on the other side, you know, if everything is like the Garden of Eden, that we are living a life that we think is a Garden of Eden, then it's not going to be so natural to just look for another answer. It's just when you feel that our life is without, is not filling us up, then we are looking for something else, and meditation is the answer. Also, never like in this moment, mankind is looking and facing big difficulties. We are in a moment where a world war could start any moment. We can see, because it's becoming global, and so we can see the difference that there are between people and how some people are living in a very good way and some people are not living in a very good way. And you know, we can understand how much separation there is and how much pain this separation is creating. And many people are more and more understanding that violence is not the answer. So on a global way, we are also looking at a different answer. Is we cannot repeat continuously. I mean, we can, but in that way, we arrived at a point where the weapons are so refined that we are really going to go into a suicide if we go into that direction. So many people are just stopping and asking themselves what they are doing, what they are creating in their life. And meditation can give an answer, because it means that humankind could start to look more at the heart and less at the mind. And if we are going to go more into the heart, we are going to live less in separation. And when we live in separation, there is a big pain inside, either we are aware of it or not. So here I want to say something about your, what you are doing with WeChat. And it's very beautiful. When I heard about it, I was very, very touched by what you guys are putting up. And it's a beautiful way of spreading this possibility. It has nothing to do with any religion, has nothing to do with any ideas about society or whatever. It just has to do with the heart, with love, and with the inner world. So thank you for doing this.